B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. Yes, on the Fanatic app or on the podcast page at 975thefanatic.com. This is 975 The Fanatic. It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
Let's go is right. Mr. LaViolette, you did one show with me on the Peter LaViolette show, and they said, let's go, too, out of the building.
It's a shame. That was a great show.
Yeah, for all one episode.
It would have been awesome.
It would have been great, you're right, had he not gotten fired.
Yeah.
All right, it is time for Bring the Heat, 610-771-9751. It's a Bring the Heat edition live from the Sixers practice facility, so let's see what's came in on the line today.
All this Kawhi talk got me thinking, which is the better individual performance, Kawhi's win with Toronto or when LeBron won with the Cavs?
LeBron Cavs one, I think, is probably still more impressive.
I don't know, though, man. I
they beat Golden State. They both beat Golden State.
Yeah, there was no Draymond, so they beat Klay and in one game.
Yeah.
And they beat Steph and Klay. Remember, there's no Durant back
then. Yeah, that's true.
I gotta tell you, I think Toronto is more impressive.
Really?
I mean, it's the Raptors.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
they have some good players, though. I mean, they got some good veterans there.
Listen, they have
Saul,
nice,
and Ibaka.
They have nice players, but they're all role players except him.
Yeah.
And I guess you could say the same thing about LeBron.
Well, the one thing, though, too, and look, and this is probably similar. I'm trying to recall exactly
how great
LeBron was. But LeBron, Kawhi this year, was sensational 98% of every game. He was great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know who was great in that series, too, though? Man, Kyle Lowry played terrific. Yeah.
He came up big for him.
And Van Fleet, smells like feet.
Yeah, boy, he was consistent.
Was amazing.
He was a Van Fleet the ghost.
Yeah.
See that headline there?
Now, again, it's funny. What's that say?
Flyers reportedly in contact with the Jets about Ealing.
That's you. That's your story.
Well, they didn't give me credit in it. Bastards.
That's not...
I was the first one to report it.
Now, what is that?
It's some website that's reporting stories. Everybody's tagging me in all these stories now about the Flyers and conversations for Ealers. And I was criticized the other day for bringing it out initially.
I don't listen to these people.
No. You put out your information as you get it.
He doesn't have any sources.
Now everybody's reporting. What's next, Pat?
Greetings. It is I, Eurostasha. Every year around this time, I expect to hear from the Philadelphia 76ers once or twice, maybe three times. Last night, no hear from. Very disappointed. Maybe next year. Arrivederci, Eurostasha.
That's pretty good.
Is that the actual first impression? Where he actually changed his voice. Is that Jim from Souderton?
It is. And by the way.
Wow. He always just calls in.
But he had called his Eurostash last year, if I correct.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, on the morning show. He did. It was Eurostash.
Okay. Well, Eurostash checking back in. It sounded like a mixture of Count Dracula and Gabe.
Yes. It's
Eurostash. it was like.
Do Count Dracula.
I have to hear him. I got to hear him to be able to do it. I don't know that I've ever tried Count Dracula.
Count Dracula. There you go.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. I'm trying to figure it out here. As we go, I come to suck your blood.
Ooh,
my.
There you go. That works.
That does work. And I can imagine like AI being along for the ride. I hear it. You know?
That's great.
All right, what's next?
Anthony. It's Gabriel. I'm in North Dakota with Carson. We both can't wait for baseball to be over and football to begin. It's cold here, but not as cold as the Phillies offense. Oh, my.
That's right. I love being on the Wentz wagon because you get a good bounce up and down. It tends to tickle my loins. The Wentz wagon could use a little WD-40.
I got news for you, man. They better start winning some games. You got Nolan tonight against the Marlins. He's got to be a 2.5-to-1 favorite.
Let me give you the number tonight.
Right?
I don't know. As bad as they're playing right now.
But they're still going to give you. You know, it's one of those due to wins.
Reputation.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see what the odds are for tonight for the Phils against the Fish. Phillies have lost, what, 4 straight now?
Uh-huh.
8 of their last 10, I think 12 of their last 16. The number tonight, wow!
Are they?
Minus 240 tonight.
All right.
I might throw a couple of shekels on the Fish. Just for a nice payout.
Listen.
Plus 210.
Listen, don't, whatever you do, don't, I'm not saying you bet the Marlins, but don't bet the Phillies.
No, it's horrible odds.
I was at the South Philly Racing Sportsbook last night, and
Cousins Corner.
One of the guys came over. He goes, you know, I like the Phillies. You know, I liked them too last night. I thought last night they would actually win the game.
Yeah,
and they should have. The way they played was they just played dumb baseball.
Well, shooting themselves in the foot repeatedly.
And he's like, I thought they wouldn't get swept, and you know, and then you get this habit of trying to, you know, think, well, they're going to win. They're going to win. I would stay away, and I agree with you. I actually think the Marlins could bite them tonight.
Yeah.
In a weird way. They shouldn't, but
tremendous payout and value, like a little light play, high payout. Minimal
just
risk.
Just stay away from it. Money.
What's next?
Woj said last year we were getting a meeting with LeBron. Valley says this year the Sixers are getting a meeting with Kawhi Leonard. If Kawhi Leonard signs the Sixers, I will kiss both your feet.
You're not going to get the opportunity.
Now, that was the okay guy. Very good.
Yeah. Docile okay guy.
He didn't come in with the okay. I got to tell you, that was an impressive call.
Well,
and he's right. Listen, Kawhi's not coming here. We can use that. I don't even want to because it would be so much of a tease for me.
Look, it may not be a foregone conclusion that he's going to Toronto or to the Clippers. Sixers might be in play here. We might hear more about this. Who's the Brian Windhorst of Kawhi? Does he have his own reporter like LeBron?
No, we didn't get close to Uncle Dennis.
Uncle Dennis is the key. You're exactly right. We got to get to Uncle Den. Who knows Uncle Dennis? I had an Uncle Dennis growing up.
Did you?
As a matter of fact, yeah. He was always at the thing. He was like an older guy, always drooling on himself and stuff.
I'm
serious, too. But we got to find Uncle Dennis. Put it out an APB on Uncle Dennis.
We get to Uncle Dennis. We get to Kawhi.
We get to Kawhi. We get the trophy. You get the trophy, then you get the girl.
The Bible pick. Give him a chance to develop. He has a big upside, and Elton Brand we trust.
Yeah, I like it. I do. 3-D. I like to go play defense. He's got good size.
I love what Elton said last night. It'll all make sense soon. I love that.
Yeah.
Just to deliver that comment, he's got something up his sleeve. I don't know what he's going to pull out. Is he going to pull an ace of spades out of there in Kawhi? Is he pulling out? Well, Jimmy's got to be an ace of spades, right?
Yeah, man.
Jimmy's an ace of spades. Is he pulling out a pair? Is he pulling out a set? How about a full house? I like a full house or a royal flush. Kawhi.
Yeah.
Kawhi
is the... I don't want anything to do with Kyrie.
Me neither.
Kawhi is the royal flush, yeah.
He is the royal flush.
I'll settle for 4 of a kind, man.
Yeah.
Right?
You're not asking too much, no?
Core 4.
Yeah. I like it. Run it back.
The Sixers overthink every freaking thing. I mean, listen, you don't know what these free agents are going to do. You don't freaking know. You draft guys that look like potential players for this team. And they begin to trade these guys away.
See,
I'm opposite on what he believes, that guy just now, by the way.
Yeah, see, the one thing is, remember, they need every dollar they can get, too. So you consolidate, you get a player that you think you can use and put in the rotation right away, and then you save on the other player. So, I understand the thing. I actually think it's prudent.
I agree with what they did, too, because you don't want to handcuff yourself in dollars with players that can't help you win. At least the draft pick.
Projects.
You know one thing that he does well.
Yeah, we're not about projects anymore. I mean, we're not about... Yeah,
that ship is gone.
Upside in that sense now it's about let's go.
Yeah, I don't want to draft a guy that based on what he can be. And that's where with free agents in, they're known commodities.
Yeah, well, I mean, would you rather have Danny Green than three rookies?
Well, maybe he can end up being Danny Green. Maybe that's the ceiling for a guy like Matisse. You know?
Yes, I know.
He's got the same kind of skill set.
It's funny. I thought that exactly it.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. Well, but now he's got to become a better shooter. Danny Green's a much better shooter.
Yeah, he's going to have to. It's going to take some time for him to get. But like you said, his shot's not broken.
No, it's not. I watched it, and it's definitely not. You know, what's interesting is that that block rate of 8.4% and a steal rate 6.7%. That College Basketball Reference began tracking that in 2009, right?
Mm-hmm. Decade ago.
And Thybulle is the only player in its database that dominant defensively.
Wow. That's incredible. It's an unselfish
That's a big deal, yeah.
Yeah. What's next?
Hi, Anthony. This is the Bermuda Triangle. I was actually hoping you could put me in touch with the Phillies. You see, I'm looking for new ways to make things sink or disappear. And, well, after what I seen they did to their season, I got to tell you, I'm impressed. Please have them give me a call. Thank you.
Oh, I will, Bermuda. That's nice.
Thanks for the Bermuda Triangle from checking in.
The Bermuda Triangle, actually, think about that. That he thinks that he can learn something from the Phillies.
Yes.
That the Master of Calamity could actually learn something from the Fightins.
That's interesting. Now, do you believe in the Bermuda Triangle, period?
Do I believe in
that,
it?
That ships disappear? And planes evaporate into nowhere?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, it's always freaked me out.
Yeah, I don't know.
And they say there's an updraft of,
the vortex. Of
something that gets released in the water and it causes boats to lose their ability to float.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that freaks me out. All of a sudden, you're on a boat, and all of a sudden, you just go right under because a bunch of bubbles came up. There's a big shark down there.
We'll talk to Marco about this one day. When summertime is slow.
Is he like a...
Marco was a merchant marine.
Oh, really?
And he traveled around the world.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. Our Croatian sensation. He would be a fascinating guest.
To me, that's like a person that, like a pilot that you see weird things in the sky.
And by the way, he was 17 years old.
That's when he started?
Yeah, he started when he was 15 and a half.
Wow.
And when he went through the Bermuda Triangle, and he goes, I was reading a book about the Bermuda Triangle. As we were approaching the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, man, I would have said turn the ship around.
And, you know, he's a 17-year-old kid, away from home.
Freaked out.
He's from Yugoslavia, which was communist Yugoslavia.
Yeah, maybe I'm not turning the boat around.
And then, you know, you're going through it. Amazing. It's an amazing story.
Wow. Yeah, we got to get him on. I got to hear that story.
Yeah, you'll love it.
No, 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 no. What are the Sixers thinking with all those fifth and players that we just went through to trade with Boston again for another guy who can't shoot? What is going on?
Nah, it's not accurate to say he can't shoot. And, you know, again, I think he could become a really good 3-and-D kind of role player. And at 20, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get a role player. This is not fault, so don't worry about that point, brother.
You're not drafting top three in the draft.
This is not number one overall. This is number 20. Getting consolidated and get to 20, and you get a guy that's a 3-and-D player that you can be a role player.
And clearly they targeted him. They moved up to get him. And Elton said last night that that he initiated that phone call with Boston to move up. Elton's not afraid of Boston. You can't deal with Boston and be afraid of Boston.
No. Can't worry about it. It is funny, though.
Move up and get a Washington.
Like, I think I told him, if Danny Ainge ever calls, hang up on him.
Maybe you just block his number. This person is not accepting calls from you, Danny Ainge.
Exactly. You
know, Siri comes on and says that.
I like the fact that EB's not afraid of he's not afraid of Ainge.
He's not afraid of the Celtic ghost of
past. I'm a dookie, dude.
Yeah.
How about that?
Who are you?
Yeah.
There you go. That is Bring the Heat. Great job on the Bring the Heat line today. A little bit of everything on the Bring the Heat line. And hit the line over the weekend, 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there. And it's brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. 610-632-0975 is the number. Let's get to the phones. Let's talk to Nick in Collegeville. He joins us on the Fanatic. How you doing, Nick?
What's up, guys? I was just stuffing my face during Bring the Heat. How you guys doing? Hey, let me ask you a question. Oh, first of all, let me do some bookkeeping from earlier this week because I've been so busy. Yeah, when the Eagles came out with the $10 thing for charity, and when people started posting videos or saying that Ben is working hard, taking jump shots, my response to both of them were yawns. That's all. I mean, especially for the Eagles. Like, I hate when, not even Eagles, I hate when multi-billion-dollar companies or multi-million-dollar companies, they come out with a statement that like, when you sit back and listen and then kind of interpret it, go, yeah, you're just blowing smoke on my butt. Like, well, what are you, you're trying to make me feel better by saying, oh, we're doing this, we're doing that. So,
right.
I always get
exactly. Them, you know. You're a multi-billion-dollar corporation. I don't stop.
And you need $10 from me, right?
Yeah.
And if 40,000 people come, that's $400,000. Like, literally, you can sweep underneath, like, you know, the chairs in the corporate office and find $400,000, you know, to donate to, anyway. But, and that's not, and I don't mean it directly for the Eagles, but you have also billion-dollar companies that do the same thing. Oh, we're doing this, we're doing that. If you want to do something, just give the money. Don't tell us how to give the money and how you're going to participate with us. Just give the money and say this is what we did, or just shut up and do it. Anyway, you think Matisse, the artist, you think he can be a three? Because my concern is, I understand he's a three and deal, but if he's a one, he doesn't have a good enough shot to be a two. So he can't be on the floor late as a two. He can't be on the floor as a one because Ben's going to be there. Unless you're going to, late in the game, you're going to shift him to, you know, to his forward position defending, and then you put, you know, Batiste as the point defender. Because that's my only concern. Like, I love the idea, but he's too small.
The good thing, Nick, though, is this, is that if he's playing your 3-2, you still have so much length on the floor.
Yeah, I don't think he's closing for you. I see him coming in as a role player, and at some point, he's a guy that plays a 3 and that he D's up and he spots up. He's a spot-up shooter.
Yeah, and a perimeter defender.
That's what he grows into.
Yeah.
Like, next year, he just goes in and plays, you know, 8 minutes a game, go shut that guy down.
Yeah, it works his rear end off
the
door.
Go shut Lou Williams down. Lou Williams hot off the bench. Go shut him down.
Yeah.
Well, I'm projecting with red and blue glasses going forward. I'm going to just assume what you assume, man, is that, you know, our prodigal son's going to come back with a wonderful jump shot. Say, in 2 years. I don't need it next year. I need it in 2 years.
Well, you need a sign next year that it's on the way, Nicky. That's the key, is that you need a sign. Like you just talked about it when Keith was here. You know, he's out in Milwaukee, you know, in the empty gym, and he's out there raining. But then he gets into the game, and there's no willingness.
Right.
That's what he needs to find, that willingness and develop that shot and deep pride.
It's unbelievable, right? Because, you know, I heard the same stories with Keith, and we're talking about
the videos on occasion.
Like, so, I told you, in China, I heard that he was like on fire
and shooting the lights out.
And when Keith was saying, like, you know, you're in a gym in Milwaukee, and he's going around the world. Well, what's that tell you? Yeah. They tell you he's not a horrible shooter, but he's. I remember watching him. I still might have a video of him shooting from summer league, his first summer league here.
Oh, I'm Vegas.
He needs to. He just needs to do it.
Yeah,
that's frustrating as all get out. Which he's like, just do it, dude. Just shoot it.
Just do it. Show it. We don't expect you to shoot 60%.
Shoot it.
610-632-0975. We are coming to you live today from the Sixers practice facility. Matisse was introduced today here.
It's a great name, Matisse.
Yeah, Matisse. It's Matisse Thybulle from the University of Washington. Played all 4 years out there.
Think about your life would be different if you were Matisse Mertidis.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
You know? There's a lot. I'm trying to think what, like, the
Matisse Mertidis.
That's got a good ring to it.
Sure it is, man.
Yeah, I'm not going to have any more kids, so I'm not going to use it. But maybe if I get another dog down the road, name him Matisse.
Matisse Mertidis.
Yeah, it's got a good ring to it. You're right.
Sure it is. Your life could have been different. You'd have been like a big tipper type.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That didn't happen, did it? Yeah, 610-632-0975. Everybody on hold. Hang on. We'll get to you in a couple open lines as well before we get to the Mike Missinelli show coming up at 2 o'clock. It is the Midday Show live from the Sixers practice facility, and we're right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
This Pat Egan.
This Pat Egan, I love it.
Why is he watching Toy Story 4?
Whatever it is. Never going to grow up.
No, he should not be. He should not be at these theaters doing that.
Well, he goes.
He should not be watching. Unless the baby's with him. If he's not, did you go with the baby?
Why would I? Well, first of all, it's a violation. You should know this is a movie guy. To bring a baby to a movie theater, you can't do that. And second of all,
it's a kid's movie.
The first time that the movie came out, the Toy Story came out, I was 6 years old, so I grew up with this franchise. This is as much of it. This is arguably more of an adult movie than it is a kid's movie.
No, it's not. It's a cartoon movie. It's a kid movie.
No, you don't know what you're talking about, man. Nope. I thought you were a movie guy.
I'll tell you what, man. This Pat Egan's got a tongue on him.
You know what I don't like, too? Because I look at you sideways walking into a movie.
Yeah, well, you look at Pat sideways, the only way you're going to be able to see
him. Well, yeah, first of all, if I walk into a kid's movie, you just think I'm like 12 years old. So you're not going to look at me weird.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
By the way.
I have Little Ant could squash him.
Oh, Little Ant's twice the size of him. Little Ant's got bigger dogs than I got, dude. I'm 47. Kid's got some feet on him, man.
Yeah, he's got big feet.
Oh, man. He could go walk across water. No problem. He ain't sinking. He got oars on the side of his dogs.
I brought my little boys with me today.
Yeah, well, bring your boys to work day at the Sixers practice facility. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you.
Now, get used to them because, you know, Marinovich is starting to.
Oh, yeah.
Marinovich age.
Little osmosis on the on the lads.
Yes.
By the way, celebratory day today. Happy summer solstice 2019 today.
Oh, that's right.
First day, I think it's at 4:54 Eastern is the
evening. And tonight is the longest night of the year.
Yep, most sunlight of the year is
today. What time is sunset?
In my neck of the woods, it's 8:34 today. I believe sunrise was 5:33. It'll actually get darker a minute later in most areas around here, but today's still the longest day from sunrise to sunset. You know what I mean? So like a couple of days from now, it'll be 5:35 is official sunset. But right now for me in Westchester, it's 5:34 today. And we start ramping down to the shortest, the winter solstice, which of course is in December.
8:33 p.m. is sunset in Philadelphia.
Yeah, there you go.
That's perfect. Usually it's funny because
I know that's outrageous.
I'm impressed. It's also why I love like the end of August.
They start getting short.
Well, I do. You know what it is, too? It's like starting to get short.
Yeah.
A little sweatshirt at night.
Oh, yeah, I love the hood. Being sun-splashed and then cool at night with a hoodie is the best thing ever.
It's the greatest. The sun dips a little early in preparation.
See, I have this
fun football.
One webpage always open on my phone. And as you see it there, 5:33 a.m. was the sunrise.
That's impressive.
And it's sunrise-sunset. And you put in where you live. And it gives
impressive.
It
to you.
So I count down the days to when they start getting shorter. Because I love, I like it when it gets dark at like 6 o'clock.
I was going to say 4:30.
Yeah, that's a little much because... Like when I work with Mike doing afternoons, I'd be driving home and it was dark.
Yeah.
You know, through the last hour of the show and it's pitch black out.
Yeah, I don't mind the dark, to be honest with you.
No?
I like the sun.
Well, you're a man of the night.
I do like the night. Yeah, I do.
You're a creature of the night.
I do enjoy the night.
Yeah. If it's dark, you don't feel as bad about boozing or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I enjoy it.
No, you know.
I enjoy the night.
I don't know. Your ass is itching. Let's get back to the phone. You are a creature of the night. I love it. And you're a creature of the all night.
Yeah, I love the old
night. The late night.
Yeah, man.
Jay in Robbinsville's on the Fanatic. Hey, Jay.
Hey, what's up, cuz? Jason, always a pleasure.
What is it, my brother?
Pleasure's ours.
Hey, before I get started, real quick, Jason, I have to say about your, the Phillies and line you're talking about, I absolutely love where your head's at. Just be careful, and no disrespect to Mikey Miss, but be careful letting that line talk to you. It's burned me a few times. Told him a few things.
Well, I mean, the line's telling me it's a straight-up Phillies line, but I don't see the value in that line with a team that's... My rule is this, Jay. I never put good money on a bad team.
That's
you
a
know
good
what
rule.
I mean?
Or a team
absolutely.
That's struggling. Baseball.
Yeah, playing bad.
When you look at baseball, baseball's a team. If a team's scuffling, you got to stay away from them.
Or you can look at it. You can look at it. They're due. But they're not going to win.
Yeah, but the problem is baseball, they have streaks.
Yeah, were the Sixers due when they won 10 games that season? All season?
So you don't want that. You don't want the streaks.
That's true. But to get to my point, my Jimmy Butler point, if you don't mind. If I remember right, Jimmy Butler had problems in Chicago, Minnesota, and then came here. Now, primarily that was because he wanted to win, and, you know, he felt as if the team or the front office, what have you, didn't feel the same. Now, because it says Philadelphia.
Well, Chicago happened after they got rid of Thibodeau, his guy.
That is true.
He loved Tibbs.
Yeah, it was after. And Minnesota, yeah, he looked at Wiggins and he looked at Karl Anthony Towns, and he didn't see any heart.
Really, he wants to win. So I just can't say, other than right now, if you're looking around the league, the teams that are going to be pursuing him, the Lakers have, three guys that will be on the roster come the end of the year. They're trying to move the other three as we speak. Houston, but if you want to win, Philadelphia is the place to do it. Jimmy, if you're listening, Philadelphia is the place to win.
Yeah. We agree with that, Jay. The only thing is we don't know exactly what makes Jimmy tick. It's like the great unknown. Like, keep pumping paper up. Like, when the season's over, he wants to get away.
Yeah.
Totally decompress and do that. And his way of deciding his next move is going to be very cerebral. It's not going to be emotion.
Mm-mm.
Be well thought out. He's going to lay out all the plans on the table.
I think ultimately he's going to come down to, an extra $50 million.
Yeah. He said that's not going to be the case because I got all the money in the world, but we all know that those words are cheap.
Until you go, why am I turning down? So I'm going to turn down $50 million to go to a place where I like and the people love me.
Yeah, I'm a dork.
Because the agent, I told you that story about how he almost shot an air ball because he was so verklempt, right?
He was moved.
After that, Jimmy, they loved the chant.
Jimmy Butler.
And he like moved to tears. So what, it's that bad? And you have a chance to win? It's ridiculous.
So I'm going to turn down $50 million to not have those things?
Want to go play with LeBron?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Steven in Philly's on the Fanatic. Steven.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Steven.
Hey, man, look, man. I can't see. See, I'm not going to say fair weather fans. I love my city. I love where I'm from, and I love our people. Excuse me, boys. But I'm sick of people jumping in and jumping off the bandwagon. It's like Elton Brand was a rock star when he got us Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler. Now everybody wants to go along and bag because he got, Thibault at 20. Like, what are you really going to get at 20? And then you ask it in a positive fashion.
I like the pick. Like, I think it's a
good
pick.
I love the pick. Look,
Harden's the kid. Yeah.
Yeah, Harden's so kid.
He's a really good defender, man. Yeah,
definitely.
Yes.
They said his arms are long. He's very athletic. I think we just drafted Robert Covington all over again. That's what I think.
I said that earlier about Cov. I'm like, you know what? They could have gotten themselves a real Covington. And maybe the guy that actually could be a better 3-point shooter down the line.
And be able to be in a playoff.
Do you know when Paul George was drafted, nobody knew he was Paul George? Same thing with Kawhi. Nobody knew he was going to be Kawhi Leonard. Listen.
And Giannis.
Yep.
And Joel Embiid is very, very good. Ben Simmons, very, very good. It just so happens that this year, Kawhi Leonard was great. Or our Philadelphia 76ers would be the world champions of basketball.
They lost They lost on four bounces.
Dude, here's what I would like to see right now, and then I'll leave you guys alone, because I would like to see us sign Vucevic back to Philadelphia. Reason is, we need a backup center to Joel Embiid, or he can play four when he's starting. But when Joel Embiid's out 15 games a year, that guy can start at center. He's an all-star. I'd also like if Butler doesn't stay, I'd also like to see us sign Kemba Walker. That guy's a stud. He put up 60 on us. And we were
Kemba's going back to Charlotte. Kemba's going back to Charlotte, just so you know. He's going to go back to Charlotte.
He's all but said it.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of locked in.
Now, Vucevic is interesting.
It's going to cost you too much money. I'm not in love with Vucevic.
No?
For a role player, I don't need that.
610-632.
I mean, listen, nice player. I mean, the caller's right. Like, he could do certain things, but that's too much investment for too little role.
Yeah, originally a Sixer draft pick, oddly enough. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. We're going to wrap up the week with one more segment here on the Midday Show. Mike Masinelli Show at the top of the hour with Tyrone and the Chunis.
The Chunis. He abandoned us. He left us with Egan.
It's kind of a D move.
He really abandoned. The Chunis abandoned us.
Yeah, they asked him what he wanted to do, and he said, I'm out.
Yeah, he said, well, like it's a triple-A click. He's a call-up.
Yeah, he's all enamored by the TV thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Not a foxhole, man.
Yeah, I'm down. Down on Chunis. And I'm down on the Egan for not saying Mr. Movie Guy. Didn't see Kill the Irishman. Okay, what are you, serious?
Yeah. Well, you didn't see Toy Story 4, so I'm mad at you.
Oh, God. All right, we'll take a break.
I'm not a child.
Exactly. Midday Show's back after this.
Gargano and Mertidis. Middays on 97.5 The Fanatic. Gargano and Mertidis Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All the dignitaries here today.
Oh, look at I love being here. Sixers practice.
Homey feeling, right?
Yeah, it's a great place.
Yeah.
It's a great place. So the boys want to thank you. It's hello. This is Massimo.
What did I say?
You say hello.
Say hello to the people.
Hi.
Tell them who your favorite teams are.
Sixers, Eagles.
And you're a sport. You love the Sixers. Look at Mr. O'Neal. He's scaring you. Aunt, tell hello to the people.
Hello.
Yeah, can you say, good morning?
Hey, imitate daddy.
No, I don't want to do that.
Do
what
do
they say?
Don't imitate daddy. This guy over here imitated daddy. He didn't like it.
Do the Eagles chant. Do the Sixers. Go sing the song. Oh, you guys are weak.
Wait, do you guys get in the car and dad goes,
okay, let me hear you.
I forgot.
You get in the car and dad goes, give it to me, boss.
Then give me the song.
Give me the song. Repeat.
Go, Sixers.
There you go.
That's great. Thank
you. Sixers.
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
Adorable.
Mr. Jason for letting you hang out.
Yeah. Yeah, your son's got
that's right. That's right. That's exactly right.
Let's squeeze in a call. Let's go to
you too, Pat.
Yeah. These kids are bigger than Pat. Let's go to Carlton in Mount Airy on the Fanatic. Hey, Carlton.
What's going on, Anthony?
What's up? What's
Massimo
happening, Carl?
And Anthony. I'm saying hi to everybody today. Say hi to all.
So, that's awesome.
I love the show today, guys. Thank you for squeezing me in. I'm just going to throw a quick point and a quick violation question, then I'll hang up. But first and foremost, Anthony, that shout-out that you gave last week, just wanted to let you know I appreciate it. And they actually played it during the service. I didn't know that.
Are you serious?
They did. So from everybody telling me thank you, I thank you as well. Just wanted to throw that out
there.
That's
great.
So this Kawhi thing has got me thinking because I want to run it back. I'm a big thing about running it back. But question is, let's just hypothetically say Kawhi wants to come here. Would you still try to bring Jimmy back with him? Like, is that even a possibility? I don't know. So I wanted to kind of throw that out there. Would you bring back Kawhi and Jimmy?
If you got Kawhi, it would just be Kawhi.
That's what I thought. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. And listen. We would be like, yeah, you know, sorry, Jim. You know, like, we're going to be real about it. I love you, Jim, until I got Kawhi. That's why the players have every right, because we would do the same thing. Like, oh, I love Jimmy until Kawhi says I want to play for the Sixers.
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly. So that's what I was thinking. It got me thinking, though. I don't know which one. I'll take either or. So, but I'm all about running the back at this point. And just a quick violation question, because tonight's the Phillies game. My cousins are coming. And would it be a violation if you go to the game and boo Kapler and Segura? Like, is that a violation because of everything that's been going on? Just wanted to throw that out there. No. Have a great weekend, guys. I love you.
No, man.
Why would that be a violation? You're holding them accountable. If you, I don't tell people when to boo or when not to boo.
No, but,
if you choose to boo, that's a reaction you're entitled to, especially in this situation.
I mean, not for nothing. It's booable. They're booable.
By the way, did you see this thing about that Shams put out? That the Sixers free agent, Tobias Harris' younger brother, Terry Harris, of North Carolina A&T, is going to play summer league for the Sixers.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Take care of baby brother.
Yeah.
There you go.
Listen. Whatever you got to do, right?
Yeah.
Whatever you got to do.
Hey, does dad need a job? We'll find a job for...
That's exactly right.
Does your cousin, is he just trying to cut his teeth in media? He can come out and help us on the web. Yeah. Well, dad's his agent, so there you go. Well, dad's really working the situation very well. All right, stay tuned. Mike Misnelli Show coming up next.
Lot of fun.
Tyrone and the Chunis. And our handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info.
Tyrone and Judas.
Yes. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. And Massimo, great job today, boys. They actually did a good job just like kind of being able to chill.
Yeah, they're good kids.
Old school kids.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. And they met Matisse.
Yeah, Matisse. Thanks to him. And thanks also to Keith Pompey for joining us.
And all the Sixers, yeah.
Hey, have a great weekend. Enjoy it, everybody.
Enjoy everybody.
Everybody have a great weekend. We'll be back with you on Monday on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.